So finally he...
takes it.
Or yesterday he...
took it.
And if I go out in the field and work, I'd probably get very wet.
Perspire.
Or you might say, yesterday I...
commonly say you sweat, but you should say perspire, but they don't say you sweat, so...
I used to sweat, so I'm sweating a little right now.
That's all mine.
You get something on your, maybe on your finger, and it gets infected. It's have to have been a what?
A boil?
You ever call it cat hair?
Uh-huh.
Cat hair? For that? Uh-huh. What's the stuff that's inside it that's got... Uh-huh. You ever call it corruption?
Uh-uh.
Matter?
Yes, matter.
A man gets shot and he goes to the doctor and has his...
dressed.
What is it dressed? The, And if it doesn't heal right, some certain kind of flesh might form there.
Frog flesh.
And a man dies, you might wonder what he died.
Oh? Is that what
you... Yeah. I should let you say died, though. You say died the same way, I guess.
Died of.
And the place they bury people is in the...
cemetery.
You ever call it graveyard?
Yes.
About equal?
Graveyard and cemetery. Cemetery.
Oh, you hear a cemetery anymore.
Yes.
Graveyard's older.
Older, yes.
Much burying older. Ground, you ever say?
Burial ground, yes, I said that.
Used to be graveyard altogether. Mm-hmm. Graveyard, but...
Now the cemetery.
Yeah.
They put the man, the dead man, in a before they bury him.
Casket. Used to call it coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies used to dress in black.
Mm-hmm.
They were dressed in
mourning.
Mourning.
Well, the parents are all worried because the child's sick, and the doctor comes and he says, "Don't. Everything will be all right.
Don't worry.
Don't worry."
You get pains in your knees. It might be arthritis, or it might be
rheumatism.
And you might say that this is painful.
Could be neuritis too.
If you want to say that the rheumatism, you want to talk about how painful it is, you might say the is painful. What is painful? We're talking about rheumatism.
Aches.
The aches, I guess.
Or
the,
just the name. Would you say rheumatism?
Or the
arthritis. Just keep it to rheumatism.
The rheumatism. Rheumatism. The finish. Is painful.
Is painful. It is painful. Okay.
Painful, you could say, too.
Mm-hmm.
Children used to choke to death in a disease.
Diphtheria?
Croup.
Croup, yes.
Sometimes a child will get ill and he'll turn yellow, his eyeballs will turn yellow. It's called
yellow jaundice.
Yellow jaundice.
I had that one.
Did you?
Yellow as a Chinese. Sometimes you get a pain in your right side.
Appendicitis.
And sometimes you eat the wrong things and you've got to feel kind of woozy and you go over to the fence and lean over.
You mean
throw
vomit?
Up.
Vomit?
Throw up's another word?
Yes. Heave
up? Yeah, there's one beautiful word they used to use once in a while.
What's that?
What's that?
Well, that's an awful word.
Did you ever hear it?
That's the Swedes used to say
used to
much.
Puke.
Swedes. Puke.
I heard one old Swedish fellow one time say, "My, that almost made me puke." Somebody told a dirty story.
It makes you sick, where did you say? Sick,
It makes me sick to hear of it.
Oh, I thought you said that. You said sick to the stomach?
Yeah, sick of the stomach.
Sick of the stomach. Yeah. At the stomach.
Did I say that?
No, I thought you did, but he said something about stomach, and you said it makes me sick, and I thought you said...
Sick to think of it.
Uh-huh. But you would probably say, if you're sick in this area, that you're sick at your stomach?
Sick at my stomach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you heard, your neighbor heard some good news, might say, he came right over